Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am back from our tour of the left coast, which included the Seattle-Tacoma Dive Show, the Diamond Travel Expo. Rick Stratton and the gang out there really did a phenomenal job with that diving event. We're going to talk about that. Got a lot of stuff to cover because after we did the dive show, we went down and spent some time with Oceanic that is housed there in Oakland, California, and had a nice little visit with them and saw got a little glimpse behind the curtain. So we're going to talk about that and some of the people that we interfaced with there out on the left coast, including a new workout program for divers, Bill.
Okay.
Now, I tell you this not because I look at you and say, hey, wow, yes, we got to do something.
But clearly we do.
Well, it wasn't that at all. It was more just I was thinking, you know, we could do this and possibly make ourselves better divers. So there's a guy who's created a new workout program with balls.
Well, not really with balls.
No, they're...
They're kettlebells.
Or bells, I mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, kettlebells, not kettleballs. But do you know what it's supposed to represent?
What do you mean? Well, lifting tanks, I guess, right?
No.
What?
Teapots. Tea kettles.
What?
They're called kettlebells because they're a bell shape and a kettle shape. It's got, like, the handle of a kettle.
Yeah.
Like the tea shop that I own.
Okay, so that doesn't sound very manly.
Oh, but no.
There's a picture.
No, it's not the most manly workout in the world.
No. Wait, there's a picture circulating out there on the internet of me holding a pink kettleball.
Bell. Kettlebell.
And now you're trying to tell
me. Say it with
me.
Say kettlebell.
It's a pink teapot? That's what I was lifting to exercise when I was in Seattle or Tacoma?
Say it with me. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Say it.
No, I'm not going to do that. What are you kidding me? I feel like I'm being hypnotized right now. It's weird.
Is the hypnotoad.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Hypnotoad.
I went to this show in Vegas. I think the guy put a curse on me.
I believe that.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a cool thing, and we're going to talk to this guy about it. Maybe he can talk to us about making it more manly. Also, our buddy Neil Watson just got back from Brazil.
Oh, I wonder if he got a wax.
He might have. You know, surely.
Yes.
Neil, of course, he got a Brazilian wax. I have no doubt about it. But he'll give us a report from the dive show. It's also it's going to be Learn to Dive Month in South Florida. We're going to find out about that. We got a new jewelry line.
If only we knew someone.
A new jewelry line. We got jewelry for Scuba Radio. We're going to announce this today officially on the show.
I certainly hope it's nipple rings.
Well, speaking of those... Let's go to our first guest. That would be. I have no idea if she has. I can't.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It just because she's there. And of course, I'm talking about Mermaid Tony, who was part of the entourage there at the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo. Tony, how you doing? Tony, are you there? Are you with me? Tony,
here today. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, she hung up. Oh, no, there she is. Okay. What? Say that again, Tony. We had to press a button.
I thought that was just the wrong way to introduce me today. Thanks for that.
No, it was the right way to introduce you because you're not here in person and you can't kick me or hit me.
Yes, of ways to introduce her, this is the best way to have, the best time to have introduced her this way.
Yes, thank you for having my back there, Bill, the producer.
There
anyway,
we are.
Let's
that may have been the worst time to have suggested that I had your back, but go on.
Oh, boy. All right, so we were in Tacoma. You had a great time at the show, right, Tony?
It was a great show, that is for sure.
Yeah, it was our first time visiting that part of the country. And I got to say, all the divers we met in that part of the country that dive in this 45-degree water temp, sure, they're a little nutty, but maybe that's why we bonded so well. If anything I've found in our travels is that this dive community that we belong to are definitely a twisted bunch. And it doesn't matter what part of the country or what part of the world you go to. You have that common bond of sharing the joy of diving. And the other thing I found out is that, like, music is the
language of love.
Okay, I was just going to say the international language that everyone can relate to.
Yeah, whatever.
Mermaids kind of fit into that category as well. Wouldn't you think, Tony? There was a lot of love being showed for the mermaids there in Tacoma last weekend.
Yeah, they
there?
Speak English. It's not like you need to have some sort of international interpreter to speak to the folks of Seattle, Tacoma.
Well,
California, different story.
I don't think they really have to say anything, do they, Tony? It's more of a presence, a look.
Slack-jawed appearance.
Exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Just kind of Google eyes as they walk by.
Google eyes, that's it. That's the universal look that we were getting. But it didn't make you feel uncomfortable. You just felt the love, right?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of used to it, I guess.
Yeah, well, she's hung around Bill and me enough, and, you know.
I would like to speak in my own defense.
Why?
I don't think I have done anything that would make her uncomfortable other than merely be me.
Well, she's older now. She can handle it.
It's not my actions as much as my appearance that make her uncomfortable.
Yes.
Oh, that's not true, though. Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, so it is my actions. I take it all back.
Well, she is older now. We celebrated Tony's birthday last week. And, Tony, how are you feeling?
I thought birthday was the anniversary of you becoming a mermaid.
That's what I thought, too.
It is. But, okay, so this is just you about
her regular, honest-to-goodness person birthday.
It's all about
her
just
getting old. Back when she was a mere
mortal,
she had birthdays. Now that she's become a mermaid, she has birthdays, but those are not the same day.
It's okay. No. Okay, I can understand that. So we just celebrated her getting older this week, is what you're saying.
It's a reason to celebrate. What's the reason?
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's as we found out, when we arrived in Vegas, she said that, or the cabbie said, well, it's everybody's birthday every day in Las Vegas, which I kind of look back at that, and I'm like, you know what? He has a point.
It's kind of through the looking glass.
We're going to party.
Happy
like, it's
birthday.
Your birthday. But I think she had a good time there in celebrating her birthday pretty much all week. It was birthday week for Mermaid Tony.
Did you get any new jewelry, Tony?
I might have gotten some new jewelry. Well, are you talking officially new jewelry? Oh, no, I did get new jewelry. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Actually, I did not know the answer to the question. I just thought it would be a question I could ask, and I didn't realize I would get such a startling response.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, as with me on this trip, it was a blur. We were going all over the place, and, you know, it kind of the memories come back in waves. Because we weren't diving.
It should be that way for divers and boaters. Memory should always come back with waves.
Good. Yeah, of course. I meant that on purpose.
That and tsunami survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it kind of by the time we got to Vegas, I think it was more of a tsunami type of thing. So it might take a little longer to recover some of those, that missing time.
Well, you know? I do know that Tony took the time to update her Facebook page several times with you know updates about what her intended activities were. This is what I've noticed about Mermaid Tony's Facebook status updates.
Okay.
They tend to be, this is what I'm going to do, a lot of those, and very few, this is what I did. And I'm assuming it's so that she can avoid, typing when she may not necessarily be the best at typing.
Nah, is that true, Tony? Come on, really?
That's not true. It's just usually I don't take my phone with me because I don't want to risk losing my phone.
Yeah, she might lose her phone. So she was just being efficient, Bill. You know, that
or
happens.
Or swap it for puppies.
No, she's older and wiser now.
I understand.
She's learned over the years that's what you do. And she was trying to keep everybody updated on what was going on with our little adventure.
Yes.
And it was good.
It was then that I found out that you guys were going to a wine tasting, and I thought, oh, great, Greg's going to a wine tasting. Maybe he'll bring me something back.
I did. I told you. I brought back this
and
little
keychain. And then you laundered it.
Actually, you know what? I messed.
And I don't think you laundered it.
Actually, I gave it to Tony first. She didn't want it. So then I stuck it back in my pocket, and it went through the wash. So it may still work. It was pretty hardcore. It was pretty heavy duty. It was made out of plastic.
It sounds rugged.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's the thought that counts, right, Tony?
And you thought you'd give me a piece of crap is what you thought.
No, I have that. I have that in a little baggie. This is going nowhere fast. Thank God for the commercial break. But we'll be back with more, and we'll talk diving, I promise.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You want to go dive naked?
In the bathtub? In the hotel?
Young men, when you like to go down, I said, young men. Are there girls that you found? I said, young men, that you think should be crowned.
Veins underwater, breathing air, young men.
There's a place you can go, I said,
young men.
It's Scuba Radio, just go
log on.
See the dive buddy
that would make male divers happy.
Call me daddy.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
Oh, mama.
It's not the fish or the reef or expensive dive toys. We all know what you guys enjoy.
It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
Call me daddy.
You can get yourself seen just by striking the balls, but do not forget your air hose. Yeah!
If he does that again, you can shoot him.
Yeah, you could, but, you know, it's an oldie and a goodie. Babes underwater breathing air. One day, we will do something with that. B-U-B-A, Babes Underwater Breathing Air. It kind of morphed into the whole mermaid thing, I guess. I don't know. We got distracted. People like Mermaid Tony kind of get us off our game, don't they, Bill?
They do not get me off my game.
Okay, I could say something, but I won't. I just won't go there. Let's just go back.
I will say that when it comes to the mermaids, my game and the mermaids do not intersect. They don't run parallel. I'm pretty confident they don't believe I have any game.
Hmm. Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Tony, care to comment?
Bill has game.
Bill has
Bill
game.
Definitely has game.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Solitaire.
And Sudoku. Yeah, anyway. All right, so Mermaid Tony celebrated her birthday last week while we were on the road in Tacoma. And then we went down and had a little visit with our friends from Oceanic, where she really scored some major birthday presents. And I think we need to talk about this, Tony, because you were pretty excited that Dan and Doug and the gang there at Oceanic hooked you up pretty well, didn't they?
I would say so. Excited is an understatement.
Okay, yes. I want to put some things into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are regular followers of this program, this is not my first time in the studio. I've been doing this show for 12 years.
At least.
Greg once got me 25% discount on dive equipment. Once. My wife came in, answered phones for like 3 weeks. He gave her $3,000 worth of gear. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Apparently, you only have access to female equipment.
No, what you're saying, what you're seeing, what you're seeing is my game. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Maybe. Happy shout out to the hot cold salad.
There you go. See?
Yes.
All right. But yeah, we went down to Oceanic's facility. And let's first talk about this new BC you needed. Well, you got the Oceanic Hera BC, hey, right?
Of all the things in the world that Mermaid Tony might need, oh, she does not need to have her buoyancy compensated. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, just be quiet. That is just that's just
what I'm saying is she is an excellent diver. She has incredibly low air consumption. I just like to make it a little more difficult for her underwater so she uses some of her air. That's all I'm asking for.
Well, what was the purpose of getting a Hera BC, Tony? What was the thing?
Well, I just recently got the travel light, which is wonderful. It's great, but I don't really have too much room to put pockets and clutch plates to, and I needed the Hera for teaching.
Right, for teaching, yeah, down in the Keys, right. So as a dive instructor, you wanted something with more pockets, something you could throw more stuff in there. And
you could dive with a fishing vest. And there's so many pockets and places you can hang stuff on this. That would be perfect for you.
So you're saying less is more in your view, Bill?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that. Next week, we do a free diving course.
So that's a good point.
She's ditching the gear altogether. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, the Hera BC. I forget, too. They told us Hera means something, doesn't it? I forget, though. Do you remember what it means? I don't know.
I think that was a private conversation with you and the guys.
Yeah,
I was privy to that knowledge, so well, I can help you there.
But it's the Oceanic, right? It was the Oceanic Hera BC, H-E-R-A. And just a little bit more.
Hera is the wife of Juno, the Greek god. No,
of
Roman
course.
God, Roman god.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Hera.
And she had a thing about her Hera. It was long and blonde, like Tony's. Maybe. No,
oh,
I don't
boy.
Know. Well, anyway, so you got that BC, you got hooked up, but the big news was, and this is where we kind of, you know, I thought about
getting
this.
Getting a free BC is not the big news?
Well, look.
Sorry, Bill. No, it's not.
She is a mermaid. And, you know, let's just say she's the clout that she's built up here at Scuba Radio is starting to pay off. And she scored a new OC1, the supercomputer from Oceanic. And well, I'll let you take it from there because you got one even better than mine, didn't you, Tony? Come on.
I did. And I did give you 24 hours to give me your old one and you could have my new one.
Yeah. But of course she knew that was back home in Orlando and I didn't have access to it. So it was kind of like, you know, she was setting me up. But that's fine. It was your birthday. I had to give her props.
Well, now I am the proud new owner of the Pioneer Edition, which is a limited edition, the OC1, which is an air-integrated wrist computer. So I now have a transmitter. It's black titanium. It's gorgeous. It's number 844 out of 1,000. Yeah. That's all there is out there.
Are you hearing this, Bill? For the first time in the history of scuba radio,
I'm too busy pounding my head against the wall.
Yeah, well, you and me. I'm thinking about this. Like, what was I thinking? You know,
the walls are not going to take that for long.
For the first time in the history of this show, one of the members has gotten better gear than me. There's something terribly wrong here. You know what I'm saying? It's like the apocalypse or something. I don't know what I was thinking, but I don't know. Maybe she roofied my drink or something. You think that's what it was, Bill?
That seems very likely.
Yes.
Don't tell him my secrets, Bill.
How do I know what your secrets are? How would I possibly know what your secrets are? You're the one who goes everywhere.
And leaves you stuck at home in a closet.
All I have is conspiracy theories. That's all I've got. I've got no facts to back anything up.
Nice. But this thing is pretty cool because it comes in this limited edition box. I mean, it's like a big display piece for your home. A nice coffee table book about the pioneers of diving. And, of course, Bob Hollis, the founder of Oceanic, he was nice enough to autograph it for Tony. And now she has this in her possession. And we'll be putting it to good use down there in the Keys as you do your teaching, right?
I will. It'll get used on Monday when I'm teaching open water class.
Now, will it get used or will you just show it off to all your other dive buddies there? And they will hate you or try to figure ways to do you in so they can get access to your computer.
Well, the nice thing is they can't steal it because I have teeny tiny wrists. And it's sized for me now, so they can't even get their hands.
That's right. They had to have a specialist shrink the titanium into some kind of midget wrists.
Superman came in and reshaped her watch.
It's what happened. All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
As I start to reflect back on this, much more sober than I was a few days ago, what was I thinking?
You got in the shaft.
I think I did. But
so you got the gold mine, you got the shaft, or the titanium mine.
Yeah, it really is nice. And you know, I think they're only making 1,000 or something of these things.
Did you listen to her say that?
Well, I don't know if she knows for sure. She got 844.
She said for sure that they were only making 1,000. And that she had number 844.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What she said.
Well, then she did her research. So yeah. I got 156 chances left.
The BC she got is the Hera BC, and Hera is an acronym for Oceanic, but Hera was also the wife of Zeus, not Jupiter. So she's a Greek, not Roman goddess.
Okay.
I always get them confused.
Yeah, Greek, Roman, what difference?
We call them Gromans.
All right, of course. But yeah, they did take care of her pretty well. But she's been working hard. She's been working hard at all the dive shows for us. I gotta say, Tony's really kicked up the mermaid thing there for the show. And we had the scuba cowboy there, and he had his better half in a mermaid outfit, and we worked the show. And I gotta say, the whole mermaid thing is being received extremely well. And we were giving out scuba radio stickers and tattoos.
Did you give out all the cards? Did all the cards go?
All the cards went. They were gone. So I don't know if it was just those Seattle divers, those Tacoma divers were a little jonesing for their mermaid fix or what. But I think we took care of them and probably hooked them in. I think we hooked them. I'd say there's a very good chance we will be there doing something bigger and better next
year. Several dozens of them will probably hear this program.
At least. And a little shout out to Crockett from the Scuba Radio chat room. He was there. He's been bugging us to come out there for many last several years, and we finally got out there, and hopefully we delivered the goods.
He's really from Seattle?
I don't know, but he was there at the show, and he's been trying to get us to come for a few years, and we finally did, and it worked out pretty well. Hey, we got a Dan Tip on deck. Then it's off to Brazil. Neil Watson just got back from that dive show. We'll do a little report for you then.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 219. With a gloved hand or otherwise, never pet a sea urchin. You might feel a little prick. Did I say that?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today, Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, is with us. You on the road again, Nick?
I sure am.
You travel a lot.
Are you the pot or the kettle in this one?
Yeah, I spend a bit of time on the road as well. You got me.
It seems to me it's usually somewhere with sun, surf, and diving.
I don't tend to get a lot of sympathy when I talk about the planning, do I?
I can't imagine why, Greg.
But planning a dive trip can be a lot of work.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it's worth every minute you spend. A little planning at home can increase your safety and enjoyment when you go abroad.
But, you know, there is a lot to consider.
You can count it all on your fingers.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
All right. What's first?
Well, first, you got to choose a destination with diving compatible with your skills, interests, and budget. If you're an open water diver, don't choose a trip that does mostly technical diving. If you're interested in wrecks, don't choose a trip that focuses, well, mainly on reefs. And for sure, know how much your diving will cost you before you book your trip.
Well, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
I think a great place to start is to talk to the people at your local dive center. They can often be a great resource when it comes to dive travel planning. They often have experience in the areas that interest you, and they may even be able to make recommendations on various sites, sometimes accommodations, dive operations, they'll likely know restaurants, and they may even be able to point you towards travel agents or all sorts of stuff that you can do when you're not diving. Dollars to donuts, they're even planning a trip to your chosen destination right now that you may not even be aware of.
Okay, keep going.
I like to look for dive vacation packages. These will often bundle both the diving and the lodging, as well as even sometimes food and airfare.
I like finding deals, but what do I do when I find one?
I think a good place to start is to do a little research. I know that sounds kind of boring, but check some travel books and guides. Maybe even look through some dive magazines or the internet. It's good to figure out whether or not do you need things like a visa. Are there currency exchange concerns that you'll have? Are there language or custom considerations? Things like taxes and country entry and exit fees. Are there any travel advisories or health warnings in effect? Are there immunization requirements? Are there airline restrictions on equipment or weight limits? Because this can be really important if you're island hopping, since small planes can't carry much weight and often have limits. What will the diving and water conditions be like?
Oh, hold on, hold on. That felt like a lot of sub-tips you're trying to cram onto one finger.
Absolutely not. All of that information is easily found. Shoot, Dan members can get it all on the WorldQ Planner.
That benefit that comes with Dan membership, right?
Yes. It's real-time travel intelligence. You just type in your destination and everything you need to know, all of your sub-tips, if you will, comes up. Something that easy is hardly worth a second finger.
All right, I'll give you that one. You're on the pinky now.
The pinky, eh? Okay, since we're on P, how about purchase dive accident insurance before you go? Many operations actually require divers to carry it with them. Trip insurance is also really worth considering.
Careful, that's getting close to another sub-tip.
No way, it's all insurance.
Fine, you're on the second hand now.
Consider your gear requirements. If rental gear is going to be needed, check to see if your destination dive operation has what you need. If it doesn't, you'll need to rent at home and take it with you. If you're taking your own gear, make sure it's serviced and in good working order.
Gear tip, got it. Next.
Plan on decompression time. Save some for sightseeing, beach time, or other land-based activities for your last day. They're great ways to give yourself that long surface interval before you fly and see what your destination has to offer above the water.
That's a good one. What else?
We recommend making copies of your important documents and information. And this includes your passport and visa if you have one, your certification cards, things like credit cards and bank information, and a great one is emergency numbers like the Dan Hotline.
An excellent idea. Keep going.
Make checklists to help you pack both your dive gear and your non-diving items.
And
what?
And no sub tip for that one? You don't want to tell people what toiletries to put on their checklist?
I keep telling you, these are all single tips. They're just detail, that's all.
Semantics, right. Okay, what's next?
If necessary, take a refresher course. Brush up those skills before you go, not when you go.
Ha ha, I knew it. It couldn't be done. I'm out of fingers. We're on toes now.
And I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
That's it? No more tips?
That should just about cover it.
No more sub tips.
There weren't any sub tips.
You're not even going to tell me to have fun?
That would be an on-site tip.
Yeah, okay. A tip for another day. A little bit of planning before you take a trip can increase both your safety and fun factor when you get there. It helps you to know what to expect and how to prepare for what you'll encounter. And knowing you're properly prepared will help you relax and enjoy the experience. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, on the phone is Crockett. We were talking about him earlier. The guy who pretty much drew my attention initially to the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo.
And it turns out he's not from Seattle or Tacoma.
But he does visit that show. He's been going to that show for every year.
Likely story.
Is that
but
true?
He's not from Seattle or Tacoma. He's from way far away in...
Minnetonka?
What's that city? Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Which really isn't that far away.
Right. It's right next door. A suburb of Tacoma and Seattle.
I don't think anyone in Portland feels that way.
Probably not. But Crockett, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Greg.
All right. So... you know, this was the first time you got to see us do our little song and dance routine in person. So my question to you is, did it live up to your expectations, or were you let down wildly?
No, I wasn't let down at all. You brought the mermaids, so you couldn't possibly be let down.
All right, if I wouldn't have brought the mermaids, you would have definitely been let down.
And you didn't really care all that much what the mermaids looked like, did you? The fact that there were mermaids there... was beauty enough, right?
Oh, I broke out. Would you say the fact that the mermaids are there, what?
The fact that the mermaids were there was enough. They didn't need to be extra special beautiful just to appeal to you, right?
No, but they were, so I just added to the
That's enough, Crockett. Really, what I'm trying to get at here is it could have been me in that mermaid outfit, and you would have been just as happy. Am I right?
I wouldn't exactly put it that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. You grabbed one of Mermaid Tony's mermaid trading cards, right? Crockett, you got one of those. Well, we are in the works of having Bill do his own, and I think there's been several hundred.
A huge demand for these trading cards.
Well, I think we made about... We made a thousand.
Will it be like the old 45 records where you have the hit song on one side and then some other on the other?
No, it'll be more
sometimes
like...
Sometimes the B-side was also a hit.
Well, in this case, I'm guessing that would not be the case. It's going to be one of those situations where, you know, it's definitely going to be a collectible, but for all the wrong reasons, like, you know, a misprint or... Something got out that wasn't supposed to be released.
You told me you were going to airbrush that out. I would have worn tighter shorts, I swear.
Greg, since Bill was going to be on the other side, is that going to be a different set than I saw up there with you on the other side?
No, it's going to be the same set of man boobs. we both wear a B cup. Okay, it wasn't funny, Crockett.
Side by side?
No.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get them on top of each other.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad we're
on a more, serious note. Next time you come up, I'm assuming you're probably going to be there next year.
Well, yeah, I think we got away before the law. was able to service any papers. So I think we're allowed to come back. But yeah, you were
maybe you guys maybe you can take a swing down to the aquarium down in Newport, and maybe the dive safety officer Valerie Hodges can hook you up with a behind the scenes thing there.
Yeah, actually, I heard some of the divers did that on this trip, and I just didn't know about it. I'm sure that was on purpose. But yeah, next time we will.
Oh, Greg, we'll plan a you didn't more time. Hear about that? Oh, Bill told us to tell you.
Yeah. We're going to dive. I told Bill earlier in the show today, Crockett, that next year when we go there, I'm going to spend an extra day or two so we can go dive with the giant octopus and get our freak on with those critters.
You have never heard anyone complain any louder and more plaintively than Greg when he dives in a spring in Florida, and that water's 72 degrees. Is he going to survive for a half a minute in Puget Sound? I say no.
You know what? DUI came out with a prototype last year. It's a battery powered. It fits inside your dry suit.
No, that'll work. Electric heater. That's all I need.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the waves, you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea.
All right, coming up on the big show, we're going to talk about a new line of scuba radio jewelry. I kid you not. Dive Silver have been nice enough to work with us, and we're going to talk to the creator of a new line of scuba radio jewelry. That's all coming up in hour two. Plus, if we're lucky, we're going to connect with our friends in Tobago for the Tobago Underwater Dive Carnival that's coming up in May, which actually... It coordinates with my birthday. So I'm going to be celebrating my birthday in Tobago this year. But a lot of stuff coming up. So stick around. But first, you know, while we
nice.
Were... Yes. While I was hanging out in Tacoma with all the divers out there on the Northwest, my buddy Neil Watson, he headed south to Brazil for a major dive event down there. And Neil Watson is on the show with us right now. Neil, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, pal. I'm doing great. Unwinding a little bit, man. We had 3 weekends in a row running, didn't we?
Hey, we did. You know, Bimini, Northwest. I know you were feeling a little bit under the weather. You've recovered somewhat. Is that fair?
Man, I'm back 98%. I'm ready to rock and roll.
There you go. Well, tell us about this dive show down in Brazil, because this was a new one. It hadn't shown up on my radar, but I guess it's a fairly big deal down there. Is that the case or what?
Well, actually, I've been down there like 3 or 4 times at the boat shows, which they have dive pavilions. But this is the Paddy Dive Show, and it's a biggie. I mean, the show in size isn't huge, but, man, I tell you what, that is one enthusiastic bunch of divers. You know, people have no idea how huge diving is down there. There's an estimated 400,000 active divers in Brazil, and I think it's second just to like off-road racing or something in popularity of sports. So it's huge.
Now, I got a text when I was out there on the left coast from Neil. They said, "Hey, Greg, I'm down here in Brazil, and I think I found you some more mermaids." So,
really, there are attractive women in Brazil. I had not ever heard that was even possible.
You know, it's surprising. There's like 10 tens out of 10.
Nice.
It's a neat place. It's a neat place. One of the things that's really refreshing about the market, it's that the average age of the attendee at the show was probably 20 years younger than the consumer dive shows in the States, you know, which is kind of exciting. That's one of our big obstacles, you know, with the dive market in the States is attracting the younger crowd.
Now, why do you think that is? Do you think that's because there's 10 out of 10 that are 10s? That kind of lends itself?
Well, I tell you, it would be an incentive for me to go out on a boat if I didn't swim.
I'll tell you what, I'm thinking we're going to plan a trip down to Brazil.
I think you should. I think you should.
Kelly,
you
know, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
I don't speak Portuguese, but who cares?
Well, we got Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, to interpret.
That's
now,
true.
For us. Here's
she
the thing.
Our interpreter.
I hope she's not listening, but I heard that Kelly, a very, very attractive woman, but she was kicked out of Brazil for being not attractive enough. She's
really?
Like,
no,
she's
more
of a nine and a half than a 10.
They're very environmental conscious. I mean, they make 100 bathing suits out of one little sheet of cloth.
Wow, God bless them. Yeah, but are all of them crazy like Kelly? Or
most of them are women.
Pretty much. They are a fun group of people. I mean, we went out to dinner a couple of nights, and actually Patricia, which is the Dan rep for Brazil, is like too outrageous. I mean, really fun.
Really
fun. They have a good time down there. Like an hour before the show ends, about 2/3 of the exhibitors have open bars. I mean, it's crazy. And food. I mean, it's like they go out with a bang. Of course, the hours are brutal, but the partying is intense.
Well, they have that, like, all-you-can-eat meat thing down there, those Brazilian restaurants.
Oh, yeah, the steakhouses.
Yes, yeah.
And
so,
the cash arenas, or the, not the cash arenas, but the cachaça, which is kind of like their rum that they make these killer drinks out of. But, you know, the big incentive for going down this year is, you know, we've been grooming that market for the Bahamas, and one of the obstacles has been you had to go through Miami to get to the Bahamas,
right?
Which meant that Brazilians had to get Bahamian or American visas, which is kind of complicated and expensive. And starting in June, Copa Airlines, which is a major carrier out of Brazil, is starting flights from almost every major city in Brazil into Panama, direct into Nassau. So that opens a huge market for the Bahamas. The big hitters down there for the Bahamas with the Caribbean is Bonaire and Curacao. I mean, they are huge. Their pavilions look like Dima Show.
Interesting. So you're trying to keep all the Brazilian girls to yourself. You're just routing them through, and you're not going
to
even.
He's
give
not
us a
trying
shot
to
anymore.
Keep all of them. He's just trying to keep enough of them.
Well, Greg, that's just more incentives to come to the Bahamas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's all about the marketing. Neil knows how to work it, and
and he knows which markets to work.
I'm giving Portuguese sign language lessons next week.
Okay, very good, very good. All right, but no other interesting differences, like, you know, the BCs have a Brazilian cut or anything like that, right? You didn't notice any other differences in that regard, did you?
I wasn't looking at the BCs.
God bless you. Yeah, all right. Well, that sounds like an adventure.
There were other compensators that were available to attract your attention.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry. Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, once again proving it, sacrificing his time and livelihood, hanging out with a bunch of Brazilian divers. God, I wish I was him again. All right, that'll do it for hour one. Hour two is on deck. A line of Scuba Radio jewelry, Tobago, Grenada. We got it all. Stick around. More coming up. That's why it's hot under the water.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you